This is a little bonus episode of the show. You'll be getting your regularly scheduled episode tomorrow. Encouraged by a few of you listeners, I have seen the Wonka movie, and since that's a thing that I spent time on, I might as well tell you what I thought of it. My review in one sentence? It is definitely some content based on some characters created by Roald Dahl. Now here's a longer review, which won't spoil the plot. It was already pretty rotten. Willy Wonka is an illiterate homeless guy who somehow manages to look like Timothy Chalamet. He was raised by a mother who, instead of teaching him to read, fed him chocolate right before bed without having him brush his teeth after, and he still has all his teeth somehow. Now he's all grown up and he wants to be a chocolate maker. There is an attempt at whimsy and lots of member berries. Remember Mr. Slugworth? Remember the walking stick that stays standing up on its own? Remember mixing up the order of words and then reversing them? Remember the Oompa Loompa song? When I was little, my mother literally told me, do not accept candy from strangers, even if they look like Timothy Chalamet. But I guess nobody in this movie ever met my mom, because they all accept candy from strangers who look like Timothy Chalamet. He goes to the center of town and starts doing CGI magic tricks and selling candy that hasn't been through FDA approval, all without a business license. So after some fart jokes, the cops shut him down. Those fascists. There are three large chocolate factories in town. Instead of getting a job at one of these factories to start his career, within one day Wonka squanders all of his money and ends up as an indentured servant in a laundromat. There are other indentured servants there too, but it can't be that bad because they all wear clean, stylish clothing and look pretty well fed. There's also a cute, streetwise orphan who is smarter than all the grown-ups because it says so in the script. She gets to know Willy Wonka after he invites her to his hotel room to try some of his unlicensed chocolate. Yikes. Despite living in a dystopian society where the police prop up a corrupt clergy and corporate oligarchy, Wonka and his ragtag crew of indentured servants at the laundromat begin building their own chocolate empire. But as the movie goes on, everything kind of becomes confusing. Wonka has CGI magic powers, but nobody seems amazed by this. So is magic common in this world? Also, everything is really clean and shiny and happy, with everyone able to purchase a wide variety of high-quality consumer goods. That seems at odds with a fascist police state that stifles capitalism so all the power and money can stay in the hands of three evil chocolate makers. The confusing logic of the story is best seen in a bizarre subplot where Willy Wonka needs to get giraffe milk. "I need milk," says Willy Wonka. The streetwise kid grabs a bottle of milk from the delivery crate on someone's porch. "No, stealing is wrong," says Willy Wonka. "Besides, I need giraffe milk." "The zoo has a giraffe," says streetwise kid. Does Willy Wonka verify that the giraffe is a female who has given birth recently enough to still be lactating? He does not. The streetwise kid helps Willy Wonka break into the zoo by poisoning the security guard with tainted chocolate. Seriously, does nobody know that you are not supposed to accept candy from strangers, even if they look like Timothy Chalamet? Also, apparently while stealing is wrong, drugging people is just fine, because Wonka does it three times. Willy Wonka offers candy to the giraffe, and the giraffe eats it, because nobody ever told her not to accept candy from strangers, even if they look like Timothy Chalamet. Despite the fact that there's no baby giraffe to be seen, the lady giraffe is lactating, because it says so in the script. Willy Wonka obtains his illicit giraffe milk, which is probably tainted with whatever drugs were in the candy he fed to the giraffe. This is the level of writing we're dealing with here. I won't spoil the remainder of the plot, but let's just say it involves an evil Catholic priest, a brutal police state, angry mobs, corporate espionage, child abuse, Willy Wonka sliding around the sewers like some kind of pasty, top-hat-wearing Ninja Turtle, and an alarming number of people whose mothers never told them not to take candy from strangers, even if they look like Timothy Chalamet. You know, exactly what you think of in a family film for the holidays. The songs are fine, but forgettable. A World of Our Own is the best of the bunch, and I would not object to hearing it in the waiting room of a dentist's office. All of the vocals are pretty obviously auto-tuned, and while Timothy Chalamet has a nice voice, he's not a singer by trade and lacks the chops needed to carry the lead role in a musical. I don't hold that against him, though, as hiring big-name actors with marginal singing skills is pretty standard in Hollywood musicals. The costumes are excellent. The lighting is always either too dark or too bright, though. The set design is fine. There is a part where a character explains the villain's evil plot, and the animation that goes with it is actually quite clever and funny. The guy who plays Slugworth is charming as an unapologetic villain. And it was a smart choice to have Hugh Grant play the Oompa Loompa as insufferably posh. So that's three things I liked. But I still don't understand why this movie needs to exist. Because Wonka's origin story is not very interesting and adds nothing to the world of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This movie doesn't ruin Roald Dahl's legacy, but it does show how artificial, corporate-produced content will only ever be a pale imitation of the author's genuine work. So, should you take your family to go see this movie? Maybe, I guess, if you don't have anything better to do. It's pretty. It's also pretty boring. If you do go, just be warned that it is 2 hours, which is too long for little kids. They will need a bathroom break. I recommend taking them right after the giraffe scene, as it's close to the middle, and you'll be able to avoid a scene of police brutality while you're out of the theater. I'll tell you what I decided. I added up the money it would cost me if me and Mr. Children's Literature Podcast took our kids to the movies. That's 4 tickets, and they'll need popcorn, and after they spill it, they'll need another popcorn. I took that amount and split it in two. I used half of it to hire a babysitter, and the other half to buy tickets for me and Mr. Children's Literature Podcast to go see Godzilla Minus One. Are you going to go see Wonka? Do you agree or disagree with what I've had to say? Let me know your reaction to this film, and as always, thanks for listening.